Welcome back to KSUB Culture and Language Bridge Language Lessons. Okay, we just had a lesson in Japanese, and now we are going to move on to a lesson in Bahasa from Richard and Elizabeth. Take it away.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elizabeth, and this is my partner.
Hello, everyone. My name is Richard.
Today, we're going to teach you the basic grammar structure of Indonesian language, Bahasa. Indonesia is a country with many types of languages, such as Javanese, Padangese, and Balinese. For example, Richard is from Surabaya, and he uses the Javanese language. However, I don't understand the Japanese language because I'm not used to it in my city, Jakarta. However, we understand one basic language, which is Bahasa. Today, we're going to describe the structure of grammar and compare it to English. In English, there are three types of word form: present, past, and perfect word forms. However, in Bahasa, we just use one form. For example, in English, the word write has three forms: write, wrote, written. However, in Indonesia, we only use the word write in present, past, and perfect. In English, we know that we use plurals in order to say things that are more than one. However, in Bahasa, we do not use S or ES to describe things that are more than two. Instead, we use many. For example, my mom buys apples in the market. That's in English. In Bahasa, we say, Ibu saya membeli banyak apel di pasar. It's the direct translation of my mom buy many apple in the market. English and Bahasa refers possessive nouns, possessive pronouns. For example, my mom, in Bahasa, Ibu saya, direct translation of it is mom, my.
And now it's my turn to explain about the Bahasa stances. So firstly, Bahasa stances are incredibly simple. As we know that in English, there are present, future, past, and perfect tenses. However, in Bahasa, we just use one tense, but we need to mention the time when a person is going to do it. I will further elaborate the tenses. In English, there are two types of present tenses, which are present continuous and present simple. However, Bahasa has the same use of these tenses without differentiating the purpose. For example, English, I will use an example for present continuous tense. For example, in English, I am studying biology. In Bahasa, we use saya belajar biologi sekarang. The direct translation for this Bahasa sentence is I study biology right now. As you can see that in the same example, even though it is a present continuous tense, we do not use the word studying for this example. Another example that explains the simple present tense in Indonesia is the English sentence is I study biology. The Bahasa sentence is saya belajar biologi setiap hari. The direct translation is I study biology every day. In the direct translations, we can hear that I use the word every day, so I need to mention the time frame of when I'm going to do it. Secondly, in English, there are two uses of words in future tenses, which are will and going to. Bahasa's future tenses will always use the word akan. the Bahasa word of will. Both future tenses are followed by a verb. The future time adverbs are, firstly, the English word is tomorrow, which means in Bahasa is besok. And then the second one, the day after tomorrow, in Bahasa means besok lusa. And then the third one, later, or in Bahasa, nanti. For example, the English sentence is, I will go to the market tomorrow. The Bahasa sentence is, I will go to the market tomorrow. And the Bahasa is, saya akan pergi ke pasar besok. And the direct translation is, I will go to the market tomorrow. So, as you can see that from this example, again, I use the time frame, which is tomorrow. And I use the word will, which means in Bahasa means akan. Secondly, thirdly, the past tenses always use telah, the Bahasa of already. These are the examples of past time adverbs. Yesterday, in English, we use yesterday. However, in Bahasa, we use the word kemarin. And then the second one, the Bahasa word of before is tadi. For example, the English sentence is, I went to the market. The Bahasa, saya telah pergi ke pasar kemarin. And then the direct translation is, I already go to the market yesterday. So again, we use the time frame yesterday and always use the word already in past tenses.
Right now I'm gonna put some vocabulary that is often used in Bahasa. So I'm gonna start with, in English, we say good morning. Bahasa, it means, in Bahasa, we say selamat pagi. English word for when you understand something, you basically just say understand. But in Bahasa, you say mengerti. And explain, Bahasa use menerangkan. Consistent. Bahasa use the same word for that, but instead they pronounce it consistent as consistent.
And then another word that I am going to describe is, the first word is punctual, which means tepat waktu in Bahasa. And then happy in Bahasa is bahagia, help in Bahasa is membantu. And lastly, serve, which means Bahasa melayani. So in conclusion, Bahasa language is pretty similar with English. However, for example, in the tenses, we always mention the time frame. And then the second one, the use of word form, we only use one type of word form. And then in English, we always use plurals to describe things that are more than one. However, in Bahasa, we do not use S or ES like in English. And then lastly, English and Bahasa reserve possessive pronouns. These are all the basic language, basic grammar sentence of Indonesia, of Bahasa language. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Richard and Elizabeth. We're going to take a short break and move on to a new language lesson in just a few minutes.